ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello everyone, and welcome to A Day in the Life of a Student. In this series, we'll be talking to ACCA students from around the world, finding out about their journeys through the qualification, sharing their insights and experiences.
Hello and welcome to this podcast. I'm Victoria Morgan, editor of Student Accountant, and today I'm delighted to be speaking with Jonathan Pack from Hong Kong. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hi, Victoria. Thanks for having me.
Today, we're going to find out a bit more about you and your ACCA journey. So could we start with finding out a bit about your career journey so far? What's your current position and what are your typical responsibilities?
Sure. So I currently work at Credit Suisse in Hong Kong. I'm a director in the corporate strategy team. And my main responsibility is looking at ways to improve profitability for the firm using organic methods, including strategic projects and initiatives and country and business reviews, as well as inorganic methods, whether that's acquisitions, JVs, partnerships, or stakes in other firms.
Sounds really fascinating. But what made you start studying with ACCA?
So in my job, I use financial information quite a lot. I'm a recipient of financial data day to day. And I just thought if I'm getting this type of information from these accountants, I'd like to kind of know how they put it together. And so what better way to do that than actually becoming a qualified chartered certified accountant? And so I always had that interest. And then during COVID, you know, we work from home. I had a bit of time on my hands. And that's kind of when I started it.
Were there any high points or low points along the way? I guess now you're finished, so you can look back on it with fond memories.
I think it was probably like midway through. Like I think I took tax as my seventh exam, and it wasn't a difficult subject, but it was a lot. Like, it was a lot of content. And this was when during the pandemic, I had to work from a disaster recovery site. So I was basically working in a broom closet during the day and I was studying tax at night. So that was definitely a low point. I think a high point was probably when I passed and I got the qualification. I had been studying, you know, for about 3 years from start to finish. And, you know, I just couldn't think of when it would be over. But when it finally got the qualification, it just felt like a really nice conclusion to all the hard work that I put in. And it was something that was quite tangible. So I think that would probably be a high point for me.
Definitely, I can imagine. So when going back to those broom cupboard days, how did you manage working and studying? I mean, a lot of our students are trying to do that. So I guess, how do you get the balance right? How do you find the time to do both properly?
Yeah, I think before I started, I'm married and I have two young kids at home. Actually, I had no kids before I started the journey. But when I got my ACCA qualification, I had two daughters. So a lot has changed since I started. But I think the first thing was I got commitment from my partner to do this, that it was important and that we would spend the time to do it. And so with childcare, I had a bit of support from my wife. And I think the second part was just making sure to set aside that time every day. It's not a lot that you would need to set aside, but it's important that you're consistent. And so I would set aside, you know, 20 minutes a night after the kids had been put to bed. And I would also, when it came closer to test time, set aside at least half an hour in the mornings. So it was kind of a combination of having conversation with my wife and having that commitment, and also making sure to kind of stick to it and put in that time, even if it's a little bit every day.
So how do you think working helped you with the exams and vice versa?
I think having a bit of experience and being a full-time professional while also doing the ACCA is a great compliment. You know, me personally, I had thought about other professional qualifications, CFA or MBA or whatnot, and every person's choice is their own. So I think having professional experience is very useful for the ACCA program, because by experiencing these topics in your job before you actually study it, when you start studying it, you pay attention a lot more, because it's looking at a topic that you've already faced before, but from a fresh perspective. It also helps because the theory from the ACCA program is quite systematic, and it gives you a structured way of approaching that problem that you may have done before, but in a new and better way. So I think having that professional experience allows you to be focused on that topic when you encounter it in the ACCA program. But it also allows you to encounter kind of new things that you might not have come across when you experienced it the first time.
So you're the Hong Kong gold medalist from December 2022. So many congratulations for that. That's an amazing achievement. But what would be your advice for students to achieve high marks?
The funny thing is, when I finished that exam in December, I actually texted my wife and said there was a 100% chance that I failed that exam and we're going to have to do it again. So when I got told that I was a gold medalist, I didn't know what to think. But I think part of the reason why I was so surprised was because I found the top content in December quite difficult, the AFM topic. Not difficult, but it's complicated. It takes time to get to know. And so for me, what was useful, and I think what might have helped me get the award, was that I stuck to it. So when there was something I didn't understand, especially in the closing weeks up to the exam, I drilled into it, whether it was through searching a specific problem on the ACCA website or consulting the technical articles again, where an examiner basically walks through an entire example. I drilled in to make sure that I understood it fully before I moved on. And I didn't do this for everything, but I did it for the ones that came up quite a lot and the ones that were important that you had to know for AFM. So I think for me, in a nutshell, it would be just sticking to the topic to make sure I understand it. I think that was what was the key difference for me, and the difference between getting, I guess, the gold medalist versus, you know, just passing, I suppose.
That's great. Thank you. That's brilliant advice. So to our listeners, we hope you found Jonathan's advice useful, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening in, and join us again for more insights from students around the world. We'd love to share your stories, so get in touch if you want to be involved at studentaccountant@accaglobal.com. Until next time, take care and thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.